Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, hello, friends, and welcome to Direct Mail Monday, October 2nd, 2017. Steve Cypress here, along with my Rhino of the Day, in this case, Rhinos of the Day, because they're inseparable. They come as a pair. It's my time zone Rhino clock Rhinos. Looks very cool from this side. These are, so they're very heavy, kind of stone-carved Rhinos with the old clock on it. But from this side, you see that during a move, or maybe I just dropped it or whatever, mama or papa rhino's ears kind of got severed. And who knows where it is now, but of course, rhinos, like entrepreneurs, you can hurt them. You can throw slings and arrows and negatives and troubles at them, and doesn't bother them at all. Just keeps on charging. Now, as far as the clock, there's directions on the bottom on how to set the time, and maybe that's upside down, and put in a battery and do whatever that I've never done. So I don't know what time zone that is, but even a broken clock is right twice a day, and so is this pair of rhinos. Now, we're going to do a flying by the seat of my pants live demonstration today as I dip into my mailbox on Direct Mail Monday. You might have seen ads on TV all over the place for investing, or maybe it's the channels that I watch, or, and you know, when I see them online or I get them in the mail, they come to people of a certain net worth, income, lifestyle, all that kind of stuff. But I'm constantly being barraged, attacked with all kinds of incredible investment opportunities. Invest in this, that, whatever. In this one, you might have seen it. It's invest in gold and silver, and probably all kinds of other precious metals. And so I said, you know, let's respond to that ad, and let's share it on Direct Mail Monday, one of these Mondays, and let's see if we can learn something from what they're doing right, or maybe what they're could be doing better. I predict they're doing a lot of things right, by the way, because I've seen these ads over and over and over, and all smart business owners know that you want to track all of your advertising and marketing, and so what doesn't work, you either make it work or you get rid of it. And so since this is constantly being advertised, you can pretty much absolutely bet that it's working, or they would not continue to invest all the money it takes, not only to run the ads themselves, but then to send me this by UPS Second Day Air. So already that costs money. It's an oversized envelope. It's fairly thick and full of stuff, I'm assuming. And it's fairly heavy. And it's a full color printed also already. They're investing a pretty penny every time their phone rings. So let's open this thing up and see what we got. And so this will either be a very brief Direct Mail Monday episode, or we could take a little time here. Of course, I always extend if there are questions, comments, concerns, issues, anyone wants to type into the comments. So first thing is, they are succeeding by attaching by enclosing a letter. It could be known as a lift note, because you lift it off of the rest of the stuff. So I asked for, I think it was called a gold free. You're requested, and it tells you on the outside. See, it doesn't just say this is spam. This is just mailed to you off of some list. It tells me right there, if I can center it properly, that this is your requested gold and silver information. Your requested. So I requested it. Open now. Well, I didn't open it now because it wasn't Direct Mail Monday whenever I got it, but I am opening it now. And so instead of just the gold and silver information that I requested, that is all in here, I'm assuming, they enclose the letter, and they enclose the business card of, I'm guessing, whoever's sending the letter. Yep. And he's saying, oh, hello, Steve. It was a pleasure speaking with you today. And thanks again for contacting Lyra Capital about further diversifying your investment portfolio by acquiring physical gold or silver, blah, 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 blah. So when I called, this must have been the person that I spoke to on the phone. And I look forward to working with you to help put your hard-earned money into the best possible position in the precious metals market. So these metals are precious. Who knew? And so there you go. There is the letter and it was enclosed, and the business card. And already my phone has been ringing, by the way, with follow-ups, and I've gotten a couple emails. Hey, your package is on its way. And then, hey, just want to make sure you got the package and get the phone calls and all that. And, you know, they're just typical stuff. Haven't none of them has come at a time. They've all come when I've been on the phone with somebody else, so it goes to voicemail. And those I haven't been calling back yet because I've got so many to call back of actual people that I, you know, much bigger opportunities, we'll put it that way, that are much more timely that I got to get to, especially since last week I attended not one but two very high-level mastermind group events with a total of about 35 very, mostly really high-operating entrepreneurs at them, and I got a lot of follow-up that I've been doing and will continue probably throughout this week. So this whole week is not really a good week for me to be also looking into new things. And then again, then today I get contacted about a new, this is a multi-billion dollar company, and they want me to come and help them with their marketing and partner this, and they're flying me out and want to give me a stipend, X tens of thousands of dollars a month, and this and that, whatever. So we'll be talking to them more about that. But otherwise, you can see why this doesn't rate to be calling back this guy, but I did get the report, so here we go. We have five real threats to your savings and retirement plan. I'm going to rate that as an excellent. It is a negative fear-based headline. So it could easily say five great things to do with your retirement plan, but much better that they turn it into the negative, because people will do a lot more to retain what they have than to gain something new. Okay, so a threat to my retirement plan, that sounds like something I better know. Whereas if it just said five great things you can do to make more money, I'm like, I already got things to make money, but don't be taking it away. It's hard-earned, my hard-earned money, as it said right there in the letter, and I earn it, and I make a lot of money, and I help a lot of people, is how I make a lot of money, and I don't like to give it away or lose it. So the threats to losing it gets my attention. And then on the inside will be the 4 or 8 or 10 page, 12 page sales letter with all kinds of reasons to obviously go with them and buy their gold and silver to hedge against anything else that I got in my retirement plan. And have, I guess I didn't ask for anything about gold because it's all about silver. So here is the 2017 silver report. The complete guide, another very smart thing. So they get another A+ there. They're calling it the complete guide. Not just the guide. I see so many people call their thing the guide. It should be the ultimate guide, the complete guide. Okay? Because anyone can make up a guide, but this is the complete guide to silver investing. And by calling it the report, makes it sound like it's some objective third-party report, the report that must come from somewhere, as if, like, of course, they wrote it, and the conclusion will be to buy lots of silver from us. There. Now I don't even have to read it, see? But when I read it, I'll be more inclined to go, holy moly, I better do this, and I better do it now. I'm predicting that not just the headlines are good and the packaging, but I'm guessing the copy is good too, to get that feeling to me. This is the WOW strategy, by the way, and you can go to thewowstrategy.com. To learn more about that, but they're doing an excellent job of it. And here we have a silver miner, because they got him requisite with the hard hat and the grimy, hands and face from being down in the mine, and a big shiny nugget. What do they call it? Nugget of silver. And so this is vanishing silver, the return to record high silver. So they're telling me that silver is right now not at a record high, I'm guessing. But they're predicting, I'm going to guess also, that it will return to record high. Therefore, buy low, sell high. This must be a great time to buy because it's on its way to returning to a record high. Now, vanishing, I don't know what that means, and therefore that's a curiosity approach. What do they mean vanishing? So are we running out of silver in the world? Are we running out of amounts that I could buy? Is therefore, because it's running out, is why the price will go up. Scarcity makes things more attractive. And so here's another full color, multiple page report of however many pages. Oh, these are numbered. And so if I draw my glasses, this is 11. So it's another 12. I'm guessing they're both about 12 page reports. And so there you go. Pretty easy to read and pretty enticing to read when it's, you know, kind of double spaced and kind of big print, lots of fun color pictures in it. It's got the what is known as the dual path of readership by having a lot of subtitles. That means the dual path is A, the path for the person who will have to read every single word of the thing, and the second path is those like me that are very busy and get presented with all kinds of money-making opportunities all the time, and I'm going to choose at least the first time through to skim this at best, which means I'll look at some of the images, and I'll read sub-headlines, and they're going to design it, I'm guessing, because they've done everything else right, by creating a stream of the sub-headlines that will tell a story in the right order. Even if I don't read every word of it and go back, I will have gotten the gist of what they want me to get through here, which likely means that I call them up or send something in, or the next time this person calls or emails me, I talk to them and I answer and I respond and I move some of my money over from where it is now into with them. And so here's another thing I get. Oh, this is about gold. So here we go. This is the Acquire Gold and Silver, Build Wealth. And this is not simply a report. This is like a, it's like a folder. So it even has like this folder type thing in it, or I guess I can put my other reports. Look at that. So all goes together. I take my reports and I put them into this folder here. So there's my reports. I put them into the folder in the back, and then I've got something on the inside here, and then I've got another sales letter. In the industry, we know these are all sales letters. They're all getting forth a message to get me to take action. And so again, it's got lots of. I was looking at it. See, so interesting that instead of showing it to you, I get sidetracked and I'm looking at it myself. Look at that cool looking chart. Just looks cool. As like. Well, I noticed there's a buffalo, like a buffalo nickel, quarter, dollar, I don't know anything about it, but all kinds of coins here. But yeah, it's even got polar bears on a coin. I don't know if that means it's China currency or whatever, but I'll check it out. This looks like something fun to read. And by the way, so A+, first of all, Lear Capital, for the packaging, the messaging, the headlines, the whole feel of the whole thing feels like it's something substantial. Well, it's mailed second day air, it's mailed in a full color envelope with a headline on it to get me to open it. Your requested materials enclosed. They have called, they have emailed, so they've already had 7 or 8 touches, and I'm just opening it now. So A+ for there. And I was going to say that I will have more time in my life to read this because I'm still going through withdrawal, but I had to make the decision, I just, you know, had to. If you've been following my videos, you know that I've had to make the decision the last few days that I just cannot any longer, maybe it's I'm growing up, but I am giving up on my lifelong hobby of giving a crap about anything to do with the National Football League, because their players, at the very least, just the players, are the executives and the team owners are just stupid. The players, they don't know what they're doing, so I wouldn't call them stupid. They are what they're, acting like people I don't want anything to do with. I don't want to root for them. I don't feel a lot in common with people that hate their country so much or whoever they hate. They're choosing to disrespect their own country and themselves and their flag and their national anthem, which I don't believe in. I've spent tens of thousands of dollars and attended hundreds of professional sporting events, and at every single one of them, we stand, we face the flag, we put our hand over our heart, and sometimes we even sing along, but we certainly give reverence to the flag and our country and the national anthem, like every single one of them, and at every single one of them, players have done the same, and that's just a given. Like, to look at the faces, I saw a news clip of the Sun, that's what did it to me. I saw the Sunday morning some game played overseas somewhere, and the clip of these guys, the players with their faces in their head, they're in so much pain to love their country and to show that I'm sure they love their country, but they're in so much pain to show it, to admit it, or to act that way. I mean, I was like, you know, I can no longer want to keep track of which of these guys I don't want on my fantasy football teams, so I'm not going to set my lineups the rest of the year, and who knows if I'll win or lose, but I'm not paying any attention to that, and I will not be watching anymore NFL games, and so my Sunday's going to be wide open. I'll get a lot more reading done and play a lot more golf, hang out more at the pool, go hiking, camping, you know, who knows? There's so much to do in life that I almost now can't believe how much time and energy I put into this NFL thing and my formerly beloved New York Jets. They were beloved for 50-something years of my life, and can't believe that I put that much time, money, energy into something that's really, now that I think of it, so silly. And I saw something also that made me think that there's 16 million people watch NFL games on TV every weekend. I'm like, that's it? Who knew? I'm in such a small group, 16 million. That's like 1/20th, like 5% of the country. 95% of the country does not do what I do and sacrifice the whole all Sundays all through the fall to say, no, I can't play golf, and no, I'm not doing this, no, I'm that, because I'm going to watch a bunch of spoiled millionaires act with total disrespect to themselves and me and their fans and their country. And I'm like, yeah, not doing it anymore. So I have this to read, and I have a feeling that if they're as good with this as the rest of their stuff when I read it, I might just throw a little bit in my portfolio, add some gold and silver and precious metals and coins, and who knows what the heck. But even if not, I will be learning from it, and I recommend you do the same. Get on some mailing lists. Study what the sharpest direct response marketers are doing so you can duplicate it yourself. The first thing will happen if you're new to it is you'll start to recognize things like I just showed you right at the top of my head, and I didn't share about 20 things I saw. Hey, thanks for the likes. So I should say hello to people. Scott Anson is here. John Bachman is here. Great seeing you guys. And hey, by the way, both you guys are from the Chicago area. And the last NFL game I ever watched last Thursday night, because my beautiful wife Michelle loves the Packers, was the Packers-Bears game. And in the first 5 minutes, I was remarking that, like, holy cremoli, this is what New York Jets fans go through. Now Bear fans are going through this. Like, you know, first play is like fade back, don't even look, and just, you know, ball's gone, touchdown for the other team. Okay, Packers are up 7-0. Bears kick off, or the Packers kick, but Bears get the ball back. You know, one or two plays later, they snap the ball off the quarterback's knee. He's not looking, goes right to the other team, another touchdown. I'm like, 5 minutes in, they're down 14-0. I'm like, but they're not just losing. They're losing in Jets fashion. They're doing ridiculous things that I thought only my formerly beloved New York Jets could do. And, you know, last thing on this is, like, you know, I also feel like the chump that I am for investing, like, 47-plus years into being loyal to these New York Jets, idiotically, knowing that, like, someday maybe, like the Cubbies, you know, they'll get back to the Super Bowl, they'll win something, and, you know, and now all those 47 years plus however more it takes them, like, all down the drain, because I could give two craps anymore about anything they do. Anyway, that's it for today in Direct Mail Monday. Get on the mailing list, okay? Study the stuff that successful marketers are doing, and then duplicate that in your business. If you want help doing that, contact me. Put a message below. Send me an email, Steve at Steve Divers, whatever you want to do. Otherwise, I'll see you back here tomorrow on Topical Tuesday. Thanks for being here today. Thanks for the likes. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.